USA Radio News.
Multiple people were shot during a funeral in Racine. Police describe the shooting as a critical incident and urge people to stay away from the Graceland Cemetery in Racine, Wisconsin. A spokesperson for the nearby hospital that all the people were taken to said that the hospital is currently on lockdown. It's Ascension All Saints Hospital. It is not immediately known if there were any fatalities. President Joe Biden says enough is enough.
This isn't about taking away anyone's rights. It's about protecting children. It's about protecting families. It's about protecting whole communities.
This is all as he delivered an address to the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings, attempting to increase pressure on Congress to pass stricter gun limits. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Leaders in Washington are positioned to move forward with gun control.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Merrill Lynch will pay over $15 million to customers it overcharged for mutual funds. The Bank of America unit used an automated system that had customers pay costlier shares than they were eligible for. The Financial Industrial Regulatory Authority said the company didn't comment on any wrongdoing when agreeing to the payout. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Food and Drug Administration will be looking into a baby formula recall.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. That includes policies when it comes to facility inspections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
AAA has some advice for parents during the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The Auto Club suggests parents talk to their teens about the dangers of speeding, driving drunk, and distracted driving. AAA says more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James is officially a billionaire, becoming the first NBA player to do so during his active playing career. According to Forbes, the four-time NBA champion joins the likes of Michael Jordan and the late Kobe Bryant, who exceeded their respective $1 billion net worth after retirement from their Hall of Fame playing careers. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.